This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel Repertoire Working Group call on 5th of December 2017. We have Mariana, Ahmed, Bill, Dennis, Femeta, John Paul, Max, and Sarmat on the call. Over to you, Mariana.
Thank you for joining this call. We have, I made some kind of agenda. I first made some, let's say, stock what we have done up to now. We are almost done with processing of languages. We have processed 210 languages. We found two letters which are not in MSR2, maybe three. We shall discuss it. And my idea is today to try to finish all the things which are left behind. I mean, we don't have a lot of them, but I think it is better to have the clean situation when starting to prepare the tables for the final report than to leave it later. So my proposal is first to... we have to prepare a letter for integration panel. After we conclude, should we propose the third letter I found in Chechen language? But maybe it is not so complicated. Yeah, we can discuss it first. With this is the topic, item number two of the agenda. We have some situation with Chechen language. They have they have political changes. So from time to time, now they are using Cyrillic script, but before that they have two versions of the Latin script, and in one of these versions of the Latin language they had the letter N with the sender. And I just wanted to hear your opinion. What do you think? Should we propose this letter to be included in MSR3 or not? Or shall we include it and leave to IP to decide what to do with it? Nobody. Matt, please.
Well, they have switched to Cyrillic script.
Yes.
I don't think that we can say that that the Latin is being used in normal usage anymore.
Sorry, Mats, I don't hear you very well. I don't know what's wrong with your line.
Is it better now?
I hear some words and some other are just fading.
So, Mariana, this is Sarmad. I think Matt is, at least to me, coming in clearly. So that's not an issue.
Sorry?
Matt is generally coming in clearly for me.
Okay. I don't know what's wrong with my line. Could you... please, Matt, finish your discussion, and maybe Sarmad could repeat it for me. Please.
Yes. I don't think that the language meets the requirement of inclusion. So I don't think that we should include the language at all.
Okay. Bill agrees with you. So we shall drop this language and propose. We shall drop this letter and propose just the other two letters which we found before. Yeah. Okay. So we are very fast with this one. Is there any volunteer who will? Prepare the report for the integration panel, or shall I write? It's just a simple few sentences, and reference for these two new letters, and it is not very complicated. I can prepare it and maybe share with you, Matt, to verify my preparation, and after that we can send it. We have 10 more days or something like this before the end of the period when new letters should be reported for MSR2. So I will prepare the short report and share with the panel, and after that I can submit it to integration panel. Okay, that's item number 2 we finished. We have item number 3. You remember that we had this table with languages which made some kind of problems during processing of languages before, and I cleaned it almost, but the three languages has been left. I couldn't resolve it by myself. So I wanted to discuss these three problems with you and see if anyone can help. How can we proceed now? I didn't prepare it for. Could you use the this link from the everybody is in Adobe, okay? Could you use this link and open the table which is in question? Does it help? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Mariana.
Okay. Could you see, have you succeeded to open this table?
So, I see Bill, Max, and Mariana.
Sorry? I have painted those languages in, they have yellow, they are marked with yellow in this table. One of these languages is Chechen, and that's it. That's what I have done. So that we have resolved the first problem. Sorry. Then we have the second one with clicking sounds in the language called Khoekhoe or something like this. This is language spoken in Botswana, Lesotho, South Africa, and Swaziland, Namibia. And there is a substantial number of clinking consonants which use the symbols that Unicode considers either punctuation marks or simply does not recognize it at all. Bill has processed this language. I think we could just drop it because these symbols are not recognized at all. They do not convey to the inclusion principles. They are not in. I'm a little bit tired, I'm trying to find the English words. We can drop it as it is. I mean, all the click consonants could be. There is no necessity to consider them. We have first Bill, then Matt.
Yes, I think it's fairly clear that in order to consider them, these are symbols that we would need to refer to the group that is working on MSR3, because that is where the change would need to come before we could include them.
Your opinion is that we should propose to include this glyphs, let's say, for MSR3.
It's my opinion we should at least point out to the people who are doing MSR3 that refusing to include these is merely a repeat of the situation that we're working on fixing, which is to say using only symbols that are used in a single or a small number of languages. The same reason we are going through this and including not only Latin letters with diacritic marks, but also Cyrillic and Arabic, et cetera, was that the allowed symbols for domain names was basically very ethnocentric. And refusing to include the symbols that, for better or worse, selected to use these click consonants is more of the same. They may not agree with us, but I think we should at least point out to them that that is what they are doing.
Okay, thank you. Matt, please.
I think it's worthless to try to have these consonants included in MSR3. I mean, they are pointed out as something that we cannot have in the main name. So I don't think that we get anything. And I think it's well known to the integration panel that there are languages using letters that are not possible to include in the domain names. So in principle, I agree with Ben, but I don't think it's worth doing anything about it.
I didn't know what to do with it. That's good to discuss the situation. We can point out to integration panel that we found such languages, and we can give them reference and let them decide what shall they do. What will they do? They are more they have more expertise than we have, and I don't know. Sarmad, what do you think?
So I guess there's only one way to do this if you want to go to IP. So if you are going to ask IP whether to include this or not, IP is going to just send it back to you and say that this is a GP decision, and therefore the GP must decide whether to include it or not. IP cannot tell you whether to include it or not include it. So that's one, and the only way GP can ask IP to include something is by deciding that they do want to have them inside, and they ask for it, and then IP will consider it, and they can obviously say no, or they can agree with GP and include say yes, and they may actually say no in some cases, and they may actually agree and include them in some other cases. Depending on each particular case, each of them has its own merits or demerits. So I was actually just looking at the Omniglot page for this, and there are actually three or four different types of things. So there's a vertical bar, there are two vertical bars, there's a single vertical bar with a sort of a cross being crossed in the middle, and then there is an exclamation mark. So in any case, I think what I'm trying to say is that it's something which GP has to decide. GP cannot pass this on to IP for a decision. IP will not make that decision. Thank you.
Oh, but how can we decide, because we are not experts in it, and we won't. I cannot give. Max, is your hand up still? Do you want to say something?
Yes. I mean, what Sarmad says is that it's up to generation panel to propose inclusion of this into MSR3, so that integration panel will not do anything on initiative. So we have to propose it. And if we propose it, we have to argue why it should be included. And IP will take a decision if they think it should be included or not. That's how I interpret Sarmad. Is that correct, Sarmad?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have to take the decision if we want to make that proposal or not.
Okay. Ahmed, you had your hand was up. Do you want to say something, Ahmed?
Yeah, thank you very much. Actually, I wanted to say the same thing what Dan have already explained, that it is the decision from basically generation panel. But we need to have some proof for that court point so that we can defend our claim. If we are not very much convinced, then we should not apply for it to IP, because we have to actually defend it at the later stage.
Okay.
This is...
Thank you, Ahmed. Bill, send this. Sarmad, please.
Bill was Bill before Denmark. Me. I'll go after Bill.
Okay, Bill, please.
Okay. That being the case, I would like to propose that the Latin GP recommend to the integration panel that these various symbols be included, even though they are also used for punctuation marks in some cases.
Okay, Sarmad, please, then Mats.
Right, so I think just looking at it, I would probably want to divide the symbols in some categories. So there could be some symbols which are not letter at all, and in that case, and there's just symbols or punctuation marks as per Unicode letter properties or Unicode properties, and if that is the case, then you know it cannot be included at all, whatever anybody does, because it's excluded because of the IDNA 2008 standard. It's not p-valid. So those kind of things are just not possible, and so they shouldn't be obviously requested at all. Then there is the second category of possibilities which are possibly letter, which have letter property, but they are, for example, exactly like a punctuation mark, like the exclamation mark. I'm not sure whether it is possible to find an exclamation mark with a letter property. I'll have to go and check the Unicode. But if that is the case, I think that could also be excluded, because if something like a bona fide punctuation mark and it's also encoded as a character, it's very unlikely that integration panel will accept it. Of course, GP can still decide to ask for it. As long as it's a p-valid character. And the third category is things which are not generally used as punctuation marks. They are not, they don't look like letters, but they're not really bona fide punctuation marks in you know, the languages we are normally used to looking at. And those are then in a gray area, and maybe, you know, those are really the ones the GP could highlight and ask IPs to see whether those could be included. So I think what I would do is suggest is that GP, you know, divides the letters rather than looking at them as just one whole category. I think it really, we really need to look at each of them separately and see, you know, is it, what kind of category of letter it is and whether it should be shortlisted for request for inclusion for MSR3 at all or not. So just some thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Mats, please. Mats,
we should look at our inclusion principles to see if they meet the principles that we have set up before we decide to suggest them. And all of them, all four of them exist as some kind of letters in Unicode, and they are must be letters because they are marked as excluded from MSR2. So otherwise, they wouldn't have been marked at all, as far as I know. They are probably p-valid, but they are excluded by decision of IP.
Mark, could you share the Unicodes of the ones you are referring to?
O1CO and C2, C3, and C3. I think they're exactly the same as they are using. And the first one is p-valid, all four of them are p-valid. All four are p-valid.
Okay, it seems that we need some more analysis to decide on this question. Is there anyone? Matt, please. You still want to say something? You still want
I'm
to say something?
To take my
hand, okay.
No,
okay.
Sorry, I put in two Unicodes in the chat box. Are those correct, Mats, or were you suggesting something else?
No. O1C0, O1C1, O1C2, and O1C3.
Right. So yes, those are the characters. So those are marked pink, which mean that they are letter. They have the right letter property, but have been excluded by basically the integration panel. So it may actually be a good idea to ask integration panel. One possibility is to just ask integration panel why they have been excluded.
It says in the Unicode standard, limited or declined use, educational.
But, you know, from what I understand, the GP has found evidence that this is still within the range.
I don't understand what you mean, within the range.
Within EGIDS 0 through 4.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. This language has EGIDS, let me see, number 4, yes.
So this could be a case where the generation panel has found evidence which was not available to integration panel.
Maybe.
But in this case as well, the fourth code point 01C3 looks exactly like a exclamation mark, and therefore that may be something the GP may want to exclude, for example. While the other ones are generally not looking like the traditional marks, punctuation marks, so those are some things which the GP could ask IP for consideration.
But the first one looks like a vertical bar.
Well, yes.
The ASCII vertical bar.
Yeah, so that's, again, those are some of the arguments which one could think about. So I guess, as I said, I'm just trying to contribute to the discussion here to see if we can perhaps come to a conclusion. So the top one, for example, also looks like an L instead of just a vertical bar. But I guess it does look like a vertical bar as well. And then the second one, obviously, I guess one option which GP could consider is that limit these to specific characters which are allowed for this. So I see in the Omniglot page that these are only limited to G and N and H, three characters. So if you develop these as sequences and not include them by themselves, that makes a slightly stronger case for inclusion than having them included freely, which would obviously become a bit more problematic. So if you are considering asking IP for inclusion, it may actually be better to ask inclusion of specific sequences rather than just these code points independently.
Mm-hmm. Ahmed is asking, do we have the evidence of usage on a large scale? Ahmed, we found that the language is used, and I don't know how can we find, is it in a large scale, how many people are speaking it? Let me see. 251,000 people is some number which I have here. Is it widely used or not? I don't know. According to our evidences, it is used. According to the data which we found on the internet. We have no other way to check it. Mats, please.
Yes. Samad, I don't think that your analysis is correct. If you look at the Omniglot chart, they display these four as individual letters too, not only in combination with others. So if you look at the click consonants, the first line with letters and the pronunciation below, and then the second one where there are appear one by one.
Yes, you're correct, Max. Thank you.
And if you look at the example below, you also see that this exclamation mark is initial, and all of them are initial position, which makes it more difficult than if they're just in internal position.
I don't have, I'm not clever enough to make any conclusion about this topic.
So the conservatism principle says that if the GP is unclear, then the default value is to leave it out.
Yes, of course. Yes. That's a solution which gives us less trouble with it. Max, please.
I forgot my hand.
Oh, okay. Okay. Shall we? Are we in a position to make any kind of conclusion with it, with this topic?
So, may I suggest one option, another option?
Okay.
We would, if you want more evidence. So, I guess what is the question we're trying to answer? Are we trying to answer asking the question whether these are used or not, or are we trying to answer the question that given they are used or not, should these be included or not?
Max, please.
Yes, I think that we're trying to answer both questions at the same time. So we should, of course, try to understand if they are in use or not. I think it's quite obvious that they are. I've seen those in text before. And we should try to answer that question before. First. And also the spread of this.
Because I can, for example, try to reach out to some communities in Botswana and see if we can try to answer the first question. As far as the second question is concerned, that's something for the GP to discuss and decide.
How shall we proceed? Are you proposing to ask people from Africa to help us to make connection with the community using this language and see are those letters used or not? And after that to decide... Yes, please.
So I can certainly try to help to reach out to the community to see how much they're used.
You can how many days it will last. Have you any kind of expectations when we can get the answer from people from Africa?
I'm not sure whether, so we are actually maintaining a list for
mm-hmm.
IDNs from Africa. So I can
mm-hmm.
ask my colleague who maintains that list from ICANN to post the query on that list and see if we can get a response.
Okay. Okay, maybe it will be the reasonable approach. First to see, and we all can try to find on the internet. I didn't put a lot of time investigating this language. Maybe we can find some online material about it and see how the language is represented in this online material. On the other hand, I think it is good to ask people from Africa, your colleague from Africa, if he can reach the community and see how are they using it regularly. I mean, is it usage-wise? And after that, we can make a decision. So for this round, I will propose to send just those two letters which we had found up to now to our integration panel and leave the problem with the I don't know how to pronounce, Khoi language, for later investigation when we collect some more material about it. What do you think about my proposal? People are typing. Sounds fine. Bill is okay with proposal, myself. So, okay, so this language, we should try to reach the community and see if they are using the letters as it is. After that, we shall decide what to do with them, because the proposal for MSR3 will be, our proposal for MSR3 will be only those two letters for which we have the sure reference that they are used. And when we collect more information about this language, Khoi, we shall decide how to proceed with it. Okay? Okay, we agreed about it. Yeah, I was I was completely confused. I didn't know how to resolve this. Okay, and we have one more problem. Maybe it will be easy to resolve it. There is a letter in Shavante or language which cannot be properly defined, and I was doing it, and this letter is I have written something. Macron below, someone could check it, because I couldn't find the text representation of this letter to check it against the Unicode. Let me see, where is it? This is pronunciation.
Viola, is it
Yeah.
What is
yes.
the letter? Is that the I? Is it the I with a tilde above?
I with something. Oh, maybe it is tilde. I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't recognize the. I couldn't recognize correctly the letter.
So where do you
is it still
see that? So where do you see that?
It is I with point and I with tilde. I don't know why I thought it is Macron. I couldn't properly recognize the letters used. You see? And there is no Excel table in Omniglot to see how this letter should be checked.
Have you, I don't see the table of the letters. Where did you find that?
Are you looking at Omniglot.com Shavante language?
I tried to follow the link that you sent.
Yeah, you did.
The link in the Excel there to littlebrazil.org.br. Is that?
I don't hear you properly. Sorry. Maybe I will investigate it or properly write what I thought, because it was some time before and I forgot what kind of problem I had with this letter. Something below. Maybe I didn't see it properly. Sorry. Maybe that's my mistake. There is no letter with anything below. All the letters have some diacritics above. Sorry. That's normal. Okay. It's not a problem, it seems. Because in Shavante, it is presented now in Omniglot, there is nothing with any diacritic below. We have only something above. Okay, sorry for this. I will clean it. Okay, then we have, I didn't double check it. That's, Mats, please.
Yes, I think this is tilde, and that's no problem. I think we already have it in our list.
Okay. I mixed something. Sorry. I didn't double check the thing. What I will check it again and see where I was confused and why I was confused. And if it doesn't clear in my mind, I will ask you again about it. So please don't spend any more time on it, because we have only 15 minutes left till the end, and I want with you to discuss the few very, very important things. The next topic on the list is a production of the repertoire table. We have our working table with code points we have checked and verified. And in order to prepare this repertoire table for the final report, we have to clean it off all the materials which are not necessary for the final report. And I was wondering, should we have attested some code points in many languages, and we have references for this code point. Should we in preparation of this table for final report, should we use all the references which we have in our working table, or shall we stay just with one or two references? We have to decide how to use those data which we have in our repertoire table. I'm not clever enough what to do. Sarmat, please.
Thank you. If you have multiple references, I would suggest keep all of them. That just makes a stronger case. That's a suggestion. Thank you.
Okay.
okay? Because, Sarmad, last time when we, last meeting, Sarmad proposed us that he can help us with production of this table for the final report. He has some, he can help us to, let's say, order it properly and make references as it is expected of to be done in the final report. So we have to organize somehow the production of this final repertoire table, and it can't be done by I don't know how can we do it with how many people can work on it, or I have a problem. I don't have a solution for this. For me, it seems that only one person should do it, and maybe the other should check what was done, because it is some kind of, it should be very, very precise working, not to drop something and to collect everything and to prepare it in a proper way for this reference annotation. And please, Max, maybe you have some idea.
Well, if we have a template to follow,
yes,
I think it would be possible to get more than one person do the job by splitting it up so that someone takes some part, someone takes another part and prepares, and then we merge into one list. And I think it would make sense. I think it would make sense that even though some answers that we should have all the references, I know that IP said that in some meeting that it's enough with one reference. We could have maybe one or two or three, but we should check things. Make sure that we haven't made a mistake.
Yeah.
I think.
Could you propose the template of the? It should be code points and all these necessary things which are given in template, and also we have to connect with this specific code point all the references with where, or I mean all the languages where this code point is used. Should we do it by putting every reference in a single column, or shall we put all the references in the same column on that? It should be clear to everyone, okay, we can divide, let's say, I will work A, B, C, and D, and someone else will work E, G, I, and F, and so on. And everything which is derived from the basic letter, because our table is structured in that way. But how to put the references? In the same column or in different columns?
So generally in the final document, you will have a single row for each character, and
yes,
you will have a single cell to put in all the references. So they can,
okay,
they would actually just go in a single cell. And normally those are just a sequence of numbers where each number points to a single reference at the end of the document.
So you think that we should put all the references in one cell? And
all the references for a particular character will go in a single cell.
In a single cell, okay, okay. Then, then I need at least volunteers to drop me a message that they are willing to participate in production of this repertoire table. And after that, when I see how many volunteers I have, I can divide blocks of letters to every volunteer, and volunteers could start working on their specific parts of the repertoire table. And after that, we could do it. After finishing the work, we can put it in the Google Docs and ask the other people from Generation Panel to check what we have done. Do you think it is a reasonable approach, or maybe someone has some other suggestion? Please, Sarmad.
Right. So I was just looking at that particular Google sheet, and it looks very reasonably clean to me already. So I guess the question is, what kind of further cleaning are you suggesting? I'm just trying to understand.
So that. You think that we have some comments, and we have some letters with modifiers which shall not be allowed by. We have some. If you go at the end of the table. We can clean all these apostrophes and the other things. You see?
Right.
Single quotation, plus Latin small letter H, Latin small letter S.
So basically you are saying that the current work which needs to be done is to finalize the list of repertoire.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And after that, maybe the table could be used by. I think it is clean till the end. I mean, till the end of after Z, and after Z we have a few more letters. And after that, all these things. Should be cleaned. Max, could you do it? Because you are... Sorry for... Sarmad, please.
No, that's just an old hand, sorry.
Okay. I can try to do it. Also, it but I will prefer it to be done by Max. Max, do you have time to do... just to clean all the things which are not... which shall not be included in our repertoire. Hello?
Yes, I can go through the table and clean it up. I just discovered that there are some other irregularities.
Yes, please, because you are the most familiar person with all the stuff.
Yes.
And after
that, yes.
Hello? I don't hear you.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. So you will do it, but try to do it as soon as possible. I don't know how many time do you have to devote to this work, because we want to give this table to the lady who is working with Sarmad, and she will produce references for us. You have not been the last time before 1 week when we were discussing how shall we proceed with the construction of our final report, and Sarmad offered us to help us with the with production of the final table, I mean, with references. Hello? Okay.
Please
try to do it as soon as possible, because I know the holidays are coming. And maybe the lady will need some more time to produce the, those references because we have a lot of code points. Okay, we are almost at the end of the hour. So please think about my proposals, what kind of statistics I put something in this agenda, what kind of statistics will be suitable to be produced by using the data we had. We have, and those statistics could be interesting to include them in the our final report. So I will skip the point number six, and I want to focus on the timetable. How shall we? When shall we have our next telephone conferences? On the December 12th, we have generation panel meeting and at 4 o'clock UTC in the afternoon, according to the doodle poll we had, because we had another doodle poll for this. And the last meeting this year will be December 19th. It will be drafting group meeting. Then we can discuss those, my proposals about statistics and everything else. And after that, my opinion is that we should not start before the January 9th, after all the holidays in Europe and the United States and these days. So we can start with the first meeting on the January the 9th. Maybe it will be good to have first repertoire group meeting to see where we are and what we have done. Or maybe drafting working group meeting. What do you think it is more reasonable?
Do we need a repertoire meeting?
Any more, you think? But we have to conclude something about these clicking sounds. That's the only point we have to discuss.
Okay.
All the other things are resolved. January the 9th could be the draft working group meeting because we shall proceed with working on the final report. And after that, we can decide, shall we have some other meetings or not? What do you think? No opinion at all? Okay, then use the January the 9th for that in working group meeting, and during this meeting we shall see if we have some other things to discuss or not. What do you think about it? Okay. Thank you, Matt. Thank you for supporting me. So we spent the whole hour and 2 minutes in our during our telephone call. We have resolved, almost everything which was on my mind this time. We shall have two more meetings. On the next Tuesday, we shall have a generation panel meeting to see where we are in the whole. I mean, variant group and generation and the repertoire group, and to take stock of everything what was done in the different groups. And after that, we shall have another meeting with the draft working group on December 9th, and after that, we shall have holidays. Okay, thank you very much for joining the meeting. Is there anyone? Is there any other proposal at the end? Any thoughts? If you have anything on your mind, please use the mail, and I want to thank you, everyone, who joined this meeting, and hear you next Tuesday again. Bye. Samad, Matt is typing something.
Thank you. Thank you, Mirjana. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Yeah, thank you.